Martin Chulov is on the line in a church just off Tahrir Square. Martin, what's the scene today?
Well, I mentioned it's extremely daunting. Lots of people had been swarming into Tahrir Square this morning. The usual standoff with riot police to the western end of the square. A lot of tear gas being fired yet again, and a lot of casualties streaming into the 9 triage centres around Tahrir Square, one of which is in the forecourt of the church, which is where I'm sitting now, and they're treating a lot of patients who have been hit with rubber pellets fired from shotguns, and also a lot of tear gas injuries as well.
So is it a scene of sort of confrontation, or is there a theme to the protest?
At this point, the scene seems to be unfinished business. Why are we back here now, 11 months after those sweeping majestic scenes that we all saw back here in January? And when we talk to people, it is because not a lot has been achieved between now and then. And rather than things advancing, the old guard, the regime, seems to have clawed back many of its lost gains. I think by last weekend, there was a perception that the regime was not about to deliver on the spirit of the January 25 revolution. It was not about to transition towards democratic civilian rule. Rather, it was going to delay, it was going to continue to be an opaque, unaccountable organization that wasn't going to move things forward. So we're back here now with a renewed momentum. People are saying this is going to be longer, this is going to be more difficult than last time, but we are going to stay the course on this.
What's the kind of key demand now?
Seems to be shifting. The push for elections next week isn't really coming from the street itself. I mean, there seems to be a growing realization that if elections were to be held at this point with such a politically immature phase, it could end up being counterproductive. So people are instead demanding sort of national unity or a national salvation government, as they call it, an interim movement of so-called patriots who can take over military rule and set up as basically a board of custodians, someone to look after the interests of the country, someone who they can trust and swing in behind rather than the military, which they say is not serving the interests of the people. It's serving its own interests and it doesn't intend to go anywhere.
There have been rumours that Mohamed El Baradei is willing to head that such a government. Can you sort of shed any light on that, and how's that going down?
It's certainly being talked about on the street, especially among the liberal Egyptians, whether they be Muslim or Christian. They are seeing him as somebody who is patriotic, who is liberal, who is secular, and who could bridge quite a few divides here. It must be borne in mind, though, that El Baradei would not be seen as a suitable leader by a lot of the constituents here, the Muslim Brotherhood. Although they respect some of his qualities, they don't see him necessarily as someone who represents them. And they are a large part of Egypt. They account for a substantial part of those who were due to start voting in an election process, which is due to kick off on Monday. So he's still got a long way to go. He does have some popular support for sure, but to get a majority of people on side, it seems to be very difficult at this point.
There were suggestions last night that the Muslim Brotherhood was prepared to accept the concessions offered by Tantawi. Are there signs of their supporters in the square today?
If you can repeat that, sorry, it just broke up there. My apologies.
Are there signs of the Muslim Brotherhood protesters in the square?
They're very definitely here. The Salafist groups are, and they're openly in the square, and they are saying we want to continue this momentum. It has to keep driving forward. The Muslim Brotherhood are here in smaller numbers, but they're around as well. Their presence seems to build up later in the day. We'd be very interested to see how it all plays out this afternoon. They tend to be there around 5 or 6 p.m. Each day that this new phase of the revolution has continued, the Muslim Brotherhood presence has been growing.
Do we expect the SCAF to make any more announcements today?